Kraft has a new marketing strategy, Divide and Conquer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Kraft Foods is the latest U.S. company to announce it's splitting into two separate firms. In the past month, oil giant ConocoPhillips, cereal maker Ralcorp, and others have all said they've become too big for their own good and that a corporate divorce will increase profits. Kraft's plan will allow the new companies to focus on two different markets. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
Kraft Foods has amassed one of the largest food and beverage empires in the country. Oscar Mayer is Kraft, Kool-Aid is Kraft, Jell-O is Kraft, and Kraft now thinks it can get more value by splitting that company into two. One company will market snacks, like Oreos, Cadbury chocolates, and Trident gum. The other will market the stuff you eat when you're sitting down for a meal, like Miracle Whip, stovetop stuffing, and Kraft cheese. Harry Balzer is a food analyst with NPD Group.
The snack market is a different category than the main meal market. The snack market can be in-home just as much as it can be an away-from-home market, where the grocery business is mostly an in-home business.
And the snack business is more international. A year and a half ago, Kraft bought Cadbury in the UK, giving it access not only to European markets, but to Turkey and Mexico. According to a company statement, the new $32 billion snacks business will make three-quarters of its sales overseas, with a special focus on something called instant consumption channels. That's industry jargon for gas stations, convenience stores, and kiosks. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Another famous corporate name making news today, Sony. That company is heading for its eighth straight year of losses in the TV business. But today, it ruled out dumping its television division. Sony says TV remains a core business. At the same time, it concluded its next-generation PlayStation won't be ready for sale in the U.S. or Europe in time for Christmas. That's a crucial sales period for console makers. America sneezes and Japan's economic health worsens. The big earthquake and tsunami back in March did serious damage to Japan's economic health. And if we needed any proof we're globally codependent, take a look at how anemic growth here in the U.S. is complicating Japan's recovery efforts. The Bank of Japan intervened today to slow the rise of the yen against the dollar. That'll help Japanese companies sell things abroad. For more on this, we've got Ken Curtis on the line from Singapore. He's a former Goldman Sachs exec and now head of Themes Investment Management in Asia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did Japan decide to respond like this?
I think Japan is in a real conundrum. Its domestic economy is weakening. Consumer spending is extremely fragile. The little growth it's been getting these last few years has been through exports to America, to Europe and China, and they're all slowing. And in this increasingly complex global risk environment, I think the Japanese just felt that this was too strong a currency, and if it remained that strong, it could push their economy back into a recession and a deep one.
Well, all those symptoms you mentioned sound pretty familiar over here on this side of the Pacific. Are we going to see more steps like this from central banks to stimulate economies around the globe?
Given that we've run out of fiscal room, that is, the ability of governments to spend in most developed economies, we're going to see more and more pressure on central banks to intervene to try to support these weakening economies.
What about here in the U.S.? Does the Federal Reserve have any more tools left in its toolbox?
Well, it's got the one tool that it could use, and that's to just try to pump more money in the economy. The problem in the U.S. is that the banks have extremely fragile balance sheets because they're still carrying all this bad debt from the residential real estate crash, and home prices are going down still in the U.S., so that's creating more problems for the U.S. banks. So when the Fed pumps more money into the economy because the banks are so afraid and fragile, instead of lending the money, they're just hoarding it, just afraid that if there is a new downturn in the economy, they've got a whole new round of bad debt and bankruptcies to deal with.
Investment manager Ken Curtis in Asia, thanks for your insights.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Japanese stocks inched higher at the close, around 0.2%, but European markets are down. London is off more than 1%, Frankfurt lower, around 0.3%. General Motors just released its latest earnings. Its second quarter profit nearly doubled thanks to higher car prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. and by Reputation.com. Monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
The annual hacker convention known as Black Hat is now in full swing in Las Vegas. Every year, thousands of hackers, security professionals, and researchers descend on the desert Mecca to show off their latest exploits. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, one researcher plans to give a talk today outlining how easy it would be to hack high-frequency trading operations on Wall Street.
High-frequency traders buy stocks low on one market and sell them for a fraction of a penny more on another.
The speed that we're talking about is insanely fast. You know, you think about fast things in your world and you start thinking about things like blinking your eyes.
James Arlen at Push the Stack Consulting says these trades are 10 times faster than that. Computers make all the transactions. Microseconds are the difference between making a profit and getting hosed. So in the last few years, traders have put their servers in the same secret building with the New York Stock Exchange computers, and they've invested big time in building the fastest computers possible. What that means is they've stripped their trading software and hardware down to the bare bones. If these computers were cars, there would be no seatbelts, no roll bars, minimal security. Hacking made easy.
Easy peasy.
And Arlen's convinced someone, somewhere, who has access to these networks is going to try. In Las Vegas, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Finally, there's a new ringtone swiftly gaining popularity in Egypt. Not the latest hit song or some weird sound effect. What's captivated the Egyptian people this week is the trial of ousted President Hosni Mubarak. And it seems people are turning a clip of his denial of all the charges he's facing into the ringtone to have on your mobile phone. The ailing defendant spoke from behind bars on a gurney.
I deny all these charges and accusations categorically.
Okay, so maybe it doesn't have that much of a catchy beat, but an Egyptian newspaper reports the phrase has gained instant popularity with Egyptian cell phone users. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The internship, not just for college students anymore, you know, but who has time not to get paid?
You can spend 20 hours a week in an internship and then spend the other 20 hours a week looking for a job.
I'm Kai Rizdal, non-traditional interns and the traditional numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.